Darachar's Kadmana Torah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ruchama Walcha, and this week we're going to be focusing on the middah of Achrayas of responsibility. And today we're going to discuss our personal responsibility to others through analyzing the mitzvah in the Torah of Egla Arufa, which appears in Parashat Shoftim. So the mitzvah is about a murder mystery. There's a scenario where there's a body found near a city, not in a city, but outside the city, and nobody knows who this person is or what happened or how he was murdered or anything about him. And the halacha is, the mitzvah is, that the Sanhedrin HaGadol have to come down all the way from Yerushalayim to where this person was found, and they measure the location of the body to all the near, they measure the distance to all the nearby cities to find the closest city to where the body was found. And once they've identified the closest city, the Rabbonim of that city have to come out together with the Kohanim and the Levim. And in the presence of the Kohanim and the Levim, they have to say, "We didn't spill this person's blood. We didn't murder him. It wasn't us. Yodeinu lo shavchu es hadam hazeh. We didn't kill him." And then they break the neck of a baby calf, and the valley is never planted ever again, the valley where the person was found, as a memorial forever of what happened there. Now, the halachas of this mitzvah are quite mind-blowing. Would we honestly think that the Rabbonim of that city killed him, that they are guilty of murder? So we need them to promise, we need them to make a declaration to say that it wasn't us. And Rashi says, of course, we don't suspect that the Rabbonim of the city killed this person. But what they're saying, what this means, is that we never saw this person come to our town. And when he left, we didn't see him go. And we didn't let him leave without food for the way because we weren't aware of him. In other words, if we'd have seen him and we'd have sent him off without food for the way, then we admit that we would be responsible for his murder. But we never saw him, so yodeinu lo shavchu es hadam hazeh, we didn't murder him. So essentially, to frame that in another way, what they're saying is, not taking proper care of someone, not sending them off, not sending a newcomer off with food for the way, is like murdering him. And the idea here is that if you're new in a town and people notice you and they're nice to you, they greet you in shul and they invite you home for a meal and they check, do you need anything? Do you need directions to anywhere? Do you have enough food? Then if you leave the city and you're attacked by robbers, you feel like a somebody. You have the strength to fight back. You feel like you matter to the world. But if not, say you're new in a town and you feel isolated. You don't know anybody. You're wandering around aimlessly. Nobody greets you. Nobody invites you, you feel insignificant, you feel unseen, you don't feel like you matter to people. And then you leave the town, and nobody says goodbye, nobody even notices that you were even there, and you just slip away, unnoticed, unseen. And then on your journey, you're attacked by robbers. You don't have the strength to fight back, you don't feel significant enough to fight back, you don't feel that you make a difference, you have less fight in you. And then this person is much more easily murdered. And this declaration by the Rabbonim of the town is the ultimate lesson of communal responsibility. And not just communal responsibility, but proactive responsibility. The declaration of Yodeinu lo shavchu es hadam hazeh, we didn't spill his blood, only because we didn't know he had come to this town. Because if we had known and we hadn't reached out, then we would be guilty of murder. That's the ultimate message about proactive responsibility. That we have to actively and proactively reach out to others to build them up, to give them strength to fight in this world, because who doesn't need strength to fight in this world? And if we don't do that, and we live our private little lives preoccupied with our own issues, kind of assuming that everyone else in our orbit is probably fine, then we are responsible for what happens to them. I heard a haunting story that happened in Johannesburg many years ago. I heard it from a resident of this community. That there was a guy called Mark who had no family, no friends. He was on the fringe of the community. And then at some point, someone realized that nobody had seen him for 6 or 7 days or so. So they went to find him and they couldn't find him. And they knocked on his door and he didn't answer. And eventually they broke his door down and there was a terrible, terrible smell. And he was dead. He had been dead for a few days and nobody had even noticed. And at the funeral, the rabbi of the community, Rabbi Grossness, he said these words from Egla Arufa. He said, "Can we honestly say, Yodeinu lo shavchu es hadam hazeh? Can we say our hands did not spill this blood?" He said, we have to think about these words and we have to introspect. Is there anything that we could have done for this person? are we totally guiltless of spilling his blood? So the reflective question for today is, who in your orbit needs checking in on? Is anyone new in town? Is there a new mother? Who needs you to build them up so that they have fight in them to face the world? Thank you for learning together and have a great day.